Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, Football Friday, brother. Get it together. How you feeling?
I feel pretty good, brother Spike. It is Football Friday. I'm excited. We're 2 days away from the Eagles taking on the Los Angeles Sheep. Yeah, we're almost there, man. Yeah, we're almost there Sunday. I feel pretty good. No baseball last night, but Jackie Baseball, I know you were still locked in. How about you, boy?
I was locked in because my quarterback, QB1.
Oh, Josh Allen.
Well, help me win a parlay last night. So, bad weekend to be FanDuel. I'm going to be in there.
Are you prepared for Football Friday,
Jack? Are you kidding me? Right, come on, man. An opportunity to get another win.
Oh,
20 straight when Jalen starts and finishes the game.
That's all that matters. It is a big Football Friday, as always. Nick Kostos joins us in about 40 minutes. Give you your picks for the weekend. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3. We hand out the belt. Tommy down the shore. Whenever Rios gets in there after his legendary performance last week.
Yeah.
What a big show it's going to be. So it is an on-the-record Friday, and I think this will be a staple of the WIP afternoon show throughout football season, on-the-record Friday. So, you know, we want to hear from you, not only what you think will happen, but how it will happen. 215-592-9494. You got to go on the record. And so it's not, to me, it is not just about the Eagles winning the game. Winning the game is very important. I think it matters how they win the game. And we've talked about the offense all week long, and rightly so. I get it. I understand. But I think there are questions on both sides. So the defense, we've seen them play two games, right? And the one game, it was not good at all against the Cowboys. And against the Chiefs, it was good. But against the Chiefs, we don't know if the defense was good or if the Chiefs just don't have any weapons. Probably a combination of two. So I'm very, very curious to see how the defense goes. And the offense, I mean, we've been talking about it all week. If the offense, not just Saquon, obviously, who has not really gone off so far this year, but if A.J. Brown doesn't get a bunch of catches, this is not going away, and this will only get bigger next week. If they win 2017, he has two catches. I promise you he's saying something after the game. So it's important that they win, but I also think that it is important how they win and how they look. I know just putting the W's, you know, stacking the W's. It's important, but the final thing I'll say is when we were coming into this season, we sort of thought it was the Eagles and everybody else in the NFC. Doesn't really feel that way right now. Feels like the Packers are really, really good. We're probably in the same class. The Rams might be really, really good. We don't know how maybe the Bucks are really, really good. Yeah. You know, so, and the Lions, you know, they bad first week, but who knows? So, you know, if we want to believe that we are separated from the rest of the NFC, it's not just about winning. It is about how you win in a certain way. So I think a win is important, but how they win is just as important to me.
Listen, I understand the how they look in winning this game, sort of outlook on the game. Yeah, I totally get it. I understand it. You know, the first 2 weeks, you kind of had to scrape and claw your way to victory. You sort of hope that by the third week, things are clicking and you're moving and operating in a much more fluid manner on both sides of the football. But I'll say this. I think we get that. I think we get a much better looking offense, a much more well-rounded offense. But I do believe this game will be won with the running game and the defense. I do believe that. I think offensively, they're going to come out and try to establish Saquon Barkley. They've had so much success with Saquon against the Rams. It's hard to imagine they wouldn't at least go into the game thinking, execute the same offense until they prove to you that they can stop what you're doing in the running game. But it doesn't mean that they shouldn't take shots, play action pass down the field to lessen, I guess, the burden on the running game to be effective. So I think we'll still get shots down the field, but also I believe this is a game for our defense. Because I look at the Rams, their offense is the strength of their team. Matthew Stafford, those wide receivers. I like Kyren Williams as well as a young running back. So if Matthew Stafford is able to be back there and be Matthew Stafford, it's going to be a tough day, and you got to be at your best. So I'm expecting our D-line to play well this weekend. Jalen Carter, introduce yourself to the 2025 season, right? Like it's time. You got two games under your belt. Well, one game under your belt.
Yeah. One game in 5 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Sunday is a day that he needs to introduce himself to this season and make his impact felt. So I like the Eagles in this game Sunday, but it won't be easy because I tell you, Spike, we look at those other teams around the league, and I think they're very good teams. Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Detroit, still good teams. I think this is the team that we see in the championship game.
The Rams.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think this is the team we see in the NFC championship.
Again, all we do is play the Chiefs and the Rams and the
Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the only teams.
And Kirk Cousins, whatever team he's on.
I truly believe that this is I know this is an Elliott thing and he hasn't said it this week. I do think this is a style points game. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can just sneak out. The rumblings on the offensive side and the questions on the defensive side are too many to just squeak out of there with a win where nobody looks real good. And we throw our shoulders up and we go, well, they got to win. I think it is a style points game. 215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. We want to know, do they win? How do they win or lose? And does it matter how they look or does it matter if they just get out of there with a win? We do have a next question today.
What we got?
As it is, National Love Your Lunch Day.
Now, why can't it just be lunch day?
Nah,
I mean,
love your lunch.
Wow.
So, for next question today, we will, we get your sports point in. We'll say next question. We need your go-to lunch. Jack, what is your go-to lunch?
Well, it's changed.
Yes. Oh, are you going to give us your
I'm not going to give you my current one. I'm not going to pull a Spike and be a Debbie Downer.
No, I'm not throwing that.
I like my yogis and berries.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's always a Reuben, man.
Reuben.
Reuben.
There you go.
Corned beef.
There you go.
On a nice rye. Come on, man. Yeah. You know me.
A Reuben's a good sandwich.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Your go-to lunch?
Wow. You know? Now, it always depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, a good smash burger is
crispy edges.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's I don't want to start describing it because Mr. Drop Board over there.
Listen, you get excited when you start talking about meat. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you like that crispy meat, Ike?
Now, when did Smash
Juicy meat?
When did Smash Burgers become a thing?
I would say about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because growing up, it was just burgers.
Yeah.
Smash Burger became a thing about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we don't want to start naming restaurants, but there's one that I think is... Shake Shack. I think it's the first that I can remember.
The first chain, at least.
I think so. Sure. Yes, I think so. Yes.
I mean, there's a reason why Ike's been in the ballpark a lot more recently and why our booth is right next to
Shake
Shack.
I will tell you, when I'm down to CBP, I make sure I visit Shake Shack. Yes. Yes. And Ryan Howard's chicken spot.
So,
yeah, that's a good spot.
Colby Southern Kiss Chicken.
Colby, yes. That's what it is. is.
So I'm not going to say what my current lunch is now because everybody would get mad at me.
Peanut butter and crackers.
No.
Hummus and celery.
No, it's this weird salad with olives.
It's that
and
soup
tomatoes
that you have when you're fasting.
Yeah. No, it is not that. And I know you're going to make fun of me.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But if I could just have one lunch for the rest of my life, it would be PB&J and potato chips. I'm sorry. I love a good PB&J and chips, man. Maybe it's tortilla chips instead of potato chips, but
if you're
a
giving,
good kettle
if you're,
chip.
No,
and
but
a,
hold on. Stop.
A good kettle chip and a PB&J on soft white bread, a crunchy PB with a grape jelly. Oh, come on, man.
Gracious, man.
Oh, that is a. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
If you were given 1 year to live, would you mix in a cheesesteak? Or something like a
yeah. Would you yeah
a year to live?
Yeah.
May as well.
I would.
You may feel... mix in a few cheesesteaks if you only got 1 year to live.
Yeah, year to live. Year to live. I would let it go just a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
I would say a little prayer for the cow.
Yeah,
of course.
Sure, yeah.
But
the cow's there. You know.
Well, truth is, like, can I tell you a quick?
Yeah.
All right. We're in the beginning. All right. I'm sorry.
Eagles Rams this Sunday.
Yes. This is not
Football Friday.
So you know, we had a couple of mice in the house, and I think. We didn't know how many there were, but we had the windows open for a while, the doors open.
Well, that's the one thing about living in the woods.
Yes.
You get field mice, they come through.
So I'm like, well, okay, what is the most humane mouse trap or whatever? And it is the one that leads them in there and then shocks them and kills them right away, right?
Yeah.
So I do that, and it lets you know that there's a mouse in there because it blinks green.
Okay.
And I didn't want to see it blink green. Honestly, I just wanted the mice to live at our house quietly for the rest of their lives, but whatever. So I wake up in the morning and it's blinking green, and there was a mouse in there, and I told my wife, and I said, look, I said a little prayer for the mouse.
Oh,
I put him in the trash can.
Ratatouille?
Yeah, poor little mouse. All right, 215-592-9494. Yes. It's on the record Friday. We will get to the calls.
Listen, this is actually
what
time of the year where they start to come in from the field.
Yes.
As it gets a little colder.
Yep, there's there's food.
We have them in the garage. It's a problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Garage.
Yeah. Sure. We'll get your calls right after I tell you about somebody that is not a problem. That is John Ashdell, the car czar. At a place that is not a problem, it solves your problem. That is Colonial Hyundai. Your problem, need a new Hyundai. Their solution, have one, get one. Make it easy on you. Right now, the blow the whistle sales event. How about a 2025 Palisade for just $399 a month? A 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for just $299 a month? How about a 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month? And the other part of the problem they're solving you, your trade, piece of junk, we all agree. You're worried about how much you're going to get for it. They're going to guarantee $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And you know your brand new Hyundai from Colonial is leaving there with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Come on. Get over to Colonial Hyundai on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Gabe in Cherry Hill. You're on WIP. What's up, Gabe?
gentlemen, good to talk to you on this Football Friday.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So I want to go on the record as saying that I am afraid. I've been giving this some deep thought about, you know, this game this entire week and, you know, hearing about would I feel better if the offense played better. At the end of the day, I want to win.
Yep.
And I always want to stack those wins.
Yep.
But I also want to see this offense play better. And I don't know if we're going to get there in time for Sunday, because I think this Rams team is playing very well. I think this Rams team is probably looking to get their lick back.
Yep.
And I don't quite know if we're going to be at that level ready to go on Sunday, because it's easy to say, you know, that the defense, you know, at face value might have played well, you know, these past 2 weeks. But in reality, you're right. Like you said, they didn't. Like against Dallas, they really didn't. And it might have looked like they played well against the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are so depleted with weapons and they don't really have that offense yet that we've seen them kind of bulldoze teams in the past. So I don't know necessarily if this defense is at where it's, you know, where it's supposed to be. And my fear is that you do see the offense kind of take a step forward on Sunday, but the defense just gets torched. And I don't know if I'm ready to kind of stare that in the face just yet.
Like, so it would is, be nice. Is your concern, Gabe, an Eagles concern or a Rams concern, if that makes sense?
I guess both. Can I say both?
Sure.
Because I think the Rams, like I said, I think they're it's a different psychological build, I think, than the Chiefs, because I think the Chiefs are soft. The Rams might be a little bit, you know, I think McVay's got them coached up a little bit tougher, where they're going to come out kind of firing on all cylinders. And my concern with the Eagles is that it's more of a slow burn with this offense, where you might see them hit their stride a little bit later in the season. And the defense, you kind of just, like, to your points, you kind of just don't know where they're at right now. And even though they might have looked like they played well, I mean, you got really two good receivers between Puka and Devontae, and then on top of that, their running game. Like, we got to be on our game, man, and I don't necessarily know if we're there just yet in week three. That's my only concern.
Hey, next question, Gabe. What is your go-to lunch?
My go-to lunch would be Chick-fil-A. Just a regular spicy chicken sandwich.
There you go. Maybe some waffle fries. There.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cherry Coke. They have Cherry Coke now.
Oh, all right. Not the lemonade? Yep. Isn't the lemonade the thing at Chick-fil-A?
The best,
yes.
Yeah. Used to be a bigger Chick-fil-A guy.
Yeah, not as much anymore.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Not as much as I was, say, 5 years ago.
So I think the McVay versus Vic Fangio thing, very, very interesting. Sean McVay, one of the best offensive
minds
in football.
That's the matchup right there.
So the thing that has me a little, I can't tell. Tell me what you think. Whether it is a concern thing or whether it's just Vic being unpredictable is, we saw a lot of blitzing from Vic Fangio on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they asked him after the game, why do you never blitz? Why do you blitz so much? And he said, well, we had to. And that is the thing that makes me a little, now maybe he's just gaming everybody. Maybe he didn't think they had to, but that was not a signature thing of the Eagles last year at all. We had good coverage in the secondary, right, which let the front four get to the quarterback, or front five, whatever it was that game. And he's definitely going to handle. I like the idea that Vic Fangio can adjust, right, if we're not getting pressure on the quarterback. But there are good quarterbacks in this league right now. We're facing two of them in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I know it's important to hit Matt Stafford, but also, Matt Stafford is a guy who may hit you for a real big play. You blitz and they pick it up. So
you normally don't blitz guys like Matthew Stafford, unless you got great coverage guys in your secondary.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You trust those guys. This will be, you're right, it'll be an interesting chess match between the two, because Matthew Stafford isn't somebody who scrambles a lot. You sort of know where he's going to be. He's a pocket passer. You just have to get to him and hit him. But if he can digest and dissect what your defense is, either pre-snap or once the ball is snapped and he just gets the ball out of his hands quick, that's where the benefit of having a veteran like a Matthew Stafford as your quarterback helps you out. And I don't care if you're bringing extra pressure or not. If the pressure doesn't have time to get there before he gets rid of the ball, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, I mean, he needs 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, so do I.
Yeah.
He
got to get him off his spot.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice line.
Yeah. 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 Well, I was going to take it if nobody else took it. I would love to get into Fangio's mind and get the answer to that question.
Well, here's
did you
the other
really
thing.
Need to blitz on Sunday, or did you think they weren't going to see it coming? That was the way to do it, you know? Because Patrick Mahomes should be able to pick you apart that way, too.
Well, he probably figures, if I'm guessing, he wasn't afraid of the Chiefs' passing game.
Sure.
So now you're trying to speed up Patrick Mahomes,
yep.
make him get rid of the ball quick, and you come up and tackle these guys.
Well, and they won the Super Bowl basically by getting to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, and they did it a different way at that point, mm-hmm. but sort of causing some chaos on that offense, getting a couple turnovers, which they got one big one at the right time. But
what a huge question mark here is McVay and how he uses Puka. How he uses Devontae when he chooses to put them in a slot. So Cooper DeJean is going to have his work cut out for him Sunday against these guys. And then, you know, Adoree Jackson, you can't hide guys in the defense. So no. He's got to play. He's got to play well Sunday. At least have to play well enough to where he's not giving up big plays.
Right. And remember, there's no if the other team has two good wide receivers, there's nowhere to hide.
Yep.
There's nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide, brother.
You know? So, and I got to give you credit. You mentioned Cooper. Not that I ever doubted you. I would never doubt Ike Reese. But when the whole city was high on Cooper DeJean, you were higher.
Yeah.
Right? You said he might be the best football player on the defense. And when everybody was giving praise to Quinyon Mitchell, not that you didn't think Quinyon Mitchell was good.
Yeah, you.
And the more that I am watching the analyst guys this year, I saw Nate Tice, who we haven't talked about very much, but is a smart guy at The Athletic.
Okay.
He said that if you're talking about the best secondary tackler in football, Cooper DeJean has a seat at that table. I mean, it really appears as if, and we were all curious after his offseason how he would look this year.
Yeah.
And he looks great, man. I mean, he's going to be an all-pro, whether it's nickel, whether he ends up playing safety, whatever it is, he's going to be an all-pro football. NFL
certainly player. Has that potential. You know what? The key for me in that happening is how does Vic use him?
Mm.
Right? Like now it's about, can you use him rushing the quarterback?
Right.
Like you did with Drew. Drew last week, you know, blitzing. Can you do a little bit of that with Cooper and Drew? And I heard Drew talk about this. He was like, I could play safety. I could play nickel. I could play dime.
So I heard him say that.
You can tell that he's been cross-training a little bit. And Vic may have some different things in his book. And you may have a future safety combination in Drew McCubu and
Cooper DeJean.
That may be your future safety combination.
You could, I wouldn't do it a bunch of times, you could line Cooper up as a linebacker in one. I mean, the way he plays, his size, I think he wouldn't want to do it a ton, but he wouldn't be out of place.
And he doesn't
there.
Mind being physical.
No.
He likes the contact. He likes making tackles.
Yep. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, what is going to happen on Sunday? Coming up next, I think we will address the biggest question about Sunday, the number one question. We'll see it. Okay. I'm not going to break it to you now.
It's called a tease.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.